When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bulletin.
Well, the Bulletin this morning comes to us from Christchurch, where everything about Canterbury sport is a gentleman by the name of Robert van Rooyen. And Robert is feeling it a wee bit at the moment, I would imagine, because you've got a pretty good relationship with the Crusaders. Robert, you always have had, and they're going through some very, very tough times, which are not getting any easier. And last week's result, probably the most disappointing of the lot.
Absolutely, yeah. Morning, Smitty. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, some of those previous defeats were probably explained in the extent, you know, the injuries have been well documented. They're missing a lot of players. Some are more due back this week. But I think in the manner in which they lost to the Force, and you do have to wonder how much potentially that Waratahs game, which they absolutely blew in the final seconds, how much that potentially broke them. Yeah, I mean, that was, as I say, you know, it doesn't get any worse than that Force performance. That's a bunch of, I wrote in the match report, man, basically beaten by a bunch of journeymen, and that's what that Force team is. No offence to them, but, you know, they didn't just beat them, they beat them comfortably. And I think the most telling thing in that game was they scored two tries by rolling balls. If, you know, you go back into the Scott Robertson era, team essentially didn't even try and try line out drives against the Crusaders. Mm. It just wasn't worth it. It was essentially impossible to score that way.
The other interesting thing for me, people are now starting to talk about the makeup of the squad and the fact that Rob Penny went backwards in time in terms of some of the players he brought back in. You know, we're talking here about the Ryan Crotty type era, instead of perhaps looking forward. And if you're going to sacrifice this season, then sacrifice it for the sake of developing youth, which is do you feel is a bit of merit in that?
Absolutely there is, yeah, and also on that, it's, and you know, we've read some questions obviously after tomorrow at the next media op regarding it. I mean, they've also stuck with Riley Hohepper at 10 now for a bunch of weeks. This is a guy that doesn't have a full contract. Well, meanwhile, Taha Kamata, the young 20-year-old who's, you know, essentially the plans are for him to be the future at 10, he's been playing club rugby down here. So, I mean, would, you know, that's when you say, well, do you throw him, do you play the kid and let him develop? Why are you playing Riley Hohepper at 10 still? There's another one. But, yeah, I mean, there's the Ryan Crotty. There's bringing back Owen Frank. So I thought his scrum work had actually been quite good overall this season. But then you look at Joe Moody. I mean, he was someone they brought back. He remained contracted. But you look at his performances and you have to wonder if Owen Franks are getting to the stage where they're about done. They were both poor, very poor, against the Force last weekend. But, yeah, there's also a lot of players that are much better, that also aren't playing as well as they should. I mean, I look at someone like Fletcher Neal. He's an All Black, World Cup All Black last year, and he's essentially gone into a bit of a habit of giving away, not rolling away in the tackle one or two times a game the last few. Yeah, but back to your point, Smitty, I think you're right. There's real merit in the fact that he's basically put the band back together, bringing back all these old dogs, and now you're looking at the stage where maybe they just need to start playing more of the young guys.
Certain, and you mentioned one before, who's having issues with his giving away penalties as such, but I just wonder if some of these players, as much as Scott Robertson knows them, has liked them and worked with them, doing All Black harm, chances quite some harm, as when you look at the developing players around franchises like the Hurricanes, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many guys right now that you would say are playing really good rugby and they'd be in the All Black mix. I mean, before he got injured, I mean, Scott Barrow obviously wouldn't, and he's going to be in the All Black mix. I mean, make no mistake, he should be back this week. But yeah, there's a lot of guys there that aren't. I mean, I'd argue Sevu Reece is, you could argue he's the form wing, and there's a lot of good wingers in New Zealand rugby, but he's been outstanding. He's one guy you couldn't really criticise at all in the Crusaders, potentially the only one. So, yeah, you're right. There's no one really And I think last, I mean, the Crusaders have always, you know, they've always been that real team. It's always been the play as a team, do everything as a team. And I think last week against the Forces, where you could watch them and the body language wasn't a flash. There was a lot of guys you could see were almost trying to do too much themselves. They got quite individualistic. And, you know, you saw guys going, doing their own thing, and then they get isolated. There's no one there to do the clean out, and they turn the ball over yet again. And then there's the line out has been, you know, it's been a disaster this year. They were operating at 75% dead last in the competition. And that's just unheard of. I mean, that's normally their go-to weapon when the going gets tough. They go to the line out, they kick for the corner. And this year especially, and when they've got penalties, they've done that. But the amount of times they've lost the line out 5 metres from the line, and then at the other end, they're now conceding conceded three line out drive tries in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, what's normally been their go-to and their strength, it certainly isn't at the moment.
Right. Well, all of a sudden, this one becomes huge this weekend, and that is hosting the Rebels. It's a Friday night game at 7:05. So. In rugby, we don't sack coaches in this country, or we don't openly sack them. Might behind the scenes, but it never gets made public. But we're talking about a very professional, very successful franchise here. And you can't imagine in other codes, they'd be too patient for much longer. You feel Rob Penny's safe for quite some time? You get that just down there?
Colin Manford's even said it yesterday. They're not going to sack him. Not that what he says is, obviously if there was a player revolt and they said, oh, look, this guy, we don't want to play for this guy, then they would. But I do not think they will sack him during the season. No, I don't. They will still say, look, we've got six points outside of the eight, which says more about the competition than the Crusaders, of course, the competition format. So they'll say we're 6 points outside of the eight. But if we only play two games at home is what they will say. Let's have a... They've now got a couple of home games, Rebels, then followed by the Reds. And essentially, if they win four out of their last six, they could make it. And then they'll see what happens. But I'd be stunned if they sacked them now, or even if they lost to the Rebels. Going back to that home, the fact they've only played two home games is quite remarkable, given we're now in round nine this week. Or is it round 10, whatever? It's quite staggering that they've only played twice at home. And they have been, yeah. I mean, actually they nearly tipped over the Hurricanes at home. They did beat the Chiefs. I do expect them to beat the Rebels, even though the Rebels have been improved. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out tomorrow with the team naming if they do get David Havili and Scott Barrett back. I don't believe Tamati Williams is back just yet, but there is some more reinforcements coming. And look, Scott Barrett's the most, they need to get him back out there. He's the most important cog to come back.
Just looking at, you're right, it is week 10, and it's six matches this weekend, which is great, over Friday and Saturday, which includes, of course, the Brumbies hosting the Hurricanes. Now, it used to be the acid test going to Canberra to play the Brumbies in their conditions, but the Hurricanes, they passed an acid test in Fiji, the one that other sides have been failing this year. What about these Hurricanes and what you're seeing out of a side with a first-up coach in Clark Laidlaw?
Oh, they've been outstanding. And yes, they dodged the Lotoka Heath and they got the Suva at night. But look, I don't doubt that, you know, I think they're good enough. They would have won in Lotoka at 35, 40 degrees as well. I just think they're that good. And sure, they've lost Cameron Regard and they've potentially lost Asafa Amua now, which would be a big blow. But gee, the Canes are impressive. And I just look at them. I actually think back to that Crusaders Canes game I covered down here. And when the Crusaders took a late lead and the Hurricanes just went up another notch and they've got so, they just littered with big, powerful ball carriers in that forward pack. And they went up a gear and they just clattered over the advantage line with ease and then they went and won the game at the death. And you see them against the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago as well. They're just so hard to stop. They just get so much good front football and it's all on the back of that pack. Their scrum's been outstanding. So they're not just a team, you know, you think of the Hurricanes of the past, they're all, you know, flashy, they've always got good outside backs and plenty of flair, but their forward pack has been dominant. And how good is that game in a few weeks going to be at Eden Park, Blues versus Hurricanes?
Well, the Blues, yeah, it'll be fascinating, absolutely fascinating, and it'll also be a real test for crowd support. I hope there's not a Warriors game on at the same time. That'll really test it. The other thing about me is the scheduling here. We've got six games of rugby. We've been dealing in four games for the last couple of weeks, which is, I think, undervaluing. I know they've got to look after the players, but, God, do they really have to look after them to the extent where, you know, your four matches are over and done in the blink of an eye and league is starting one day before and finishing one day later. And we look at this constant battle of one code versus another. Whether there is a case this weekend to having an Anzac Day rugby union game, for instance, on a Thursday, just to stretch it out a wee bit more, you know, a good old Anzac rivalry between. I don't know. I mean, who are the Brumbies Hurricanes in Canberra on Thursday?
Oh, absolutely. They've got to start thinking along those lines. I mean, you're right. I mean, packing all the buys, throwing it 3 weeks in a row of four games, for starters, I don't know why. In the past, under different Super Rugby formats, 18 teams, that yes, they were, the buys were much more spread out, and I don't see why they need to pack them all into 3 weeks. Look, I'm not a schedule maker, but it seems silly. And you're right. I mean, all the talk this year has been about fan engagement and how they know they need to up their game there. And I guess when they do finally get this full board and CEO, and perhaps we'll see some progress there. But they need to start thinking out along those lines. I mean, I saw a lot of people saying the other week, with four games and then a long weekend here in New Zealand, why is there no Sunday game? Like, why can't they? You know, in the past, Super Rugby Aotearoa, there were some Sunday. We did see some Sunday games, and why not a Thursday game? The NRL is showing it doesn't have to be Friday, Saturday.
No, it doesn't, mate. You're absolutely right. Hey, Robert, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you, especially at the moment, and wish you all the very best with what's happening there, and really do appreciate you making a commitment to us today. All the very best, mate.
No worries, buddy. Cheers, mate. Go well.
Cheers, Robert Van Rooyen out of Christchurch there. It is 10:53 here on SENZ.